Hi, this is Nyla Nelson back at you with another Heyoka Warrior podcast experience. Before I get started on my segment of the day, I would love to tell you about my sponsor, Anchor App. It's an awesome app for anyone who is thinking about having a future in podcasting. Everything you need is within this one podcast app. There's no hassles on downloading any extra programs or any RSS feeds. You can add your own music of choice in the background of your segment through the app's approval, or you can choose from the different selections that they have within the app. There's simple directions on how to set up your podcast and where it can be shared. And the bonus, oh my gosh, the actual bonus is you can get paid from different sponsors per segment. And the app coordinators find different sponsors to help expand your fan base of listeners and will send frequent notifications on where it has been shared. You can share your podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, Spotify, iTunes, Apple iTunes, Twitter, and so many more. If you ever think about having a future in podcasting, Anchor is the best way to go. And the segment title is going to be of the day is called Brave Heart, Stubborn Soul. There's a lot of us, you know, I got Gemini, Leo, Taurus, Scorpio in my chart. So I know I move in a stubborn way. But I know I can be very brave. You know, a lot of things that we can go through, we can tell universe, I don't know how much more of this I can take. If I have one more setback, I give up. And you can really feel that day. You know, it could be just things is going all left for you when you're trying to move a straight curve right. You know, it got to be a sharp curve right. And it can be very frustrating because a lot of times we have this blueprint mapped out about the way things are going, the way we plan it to be. And a lot of times it can work that way, but a lot of times it can actually blow up in our face. So it'll be different times that, you know, we're chosen for things that we really don't feel like we can overcome. There's different obstacles that has been placed on our path that we really feel like we can't heal from. We can't, overcome that, or just even challenge it to, you know, create something else. And so we can get into our ways and be very stubborn and be just like, the heck with this, I'm not going to keep doing this, I'm not going to keep allowing myself to, you know, keep going. And it can be that I'm not really being fulfilled out of that. And a lot of times it can be very unfulfilling by the choice of how we choose to see it. A lot of times we focus on the mistakes, the harshness, the hurt, the pain, regret that's all in front of us, all through our surroundings, instead of allowing ourselves to, you know, step out of the feelings of defeat. You know, a lot of times I've been there, you know, been in the, you know, in the vibrations of defeat, or felt like I was a failure towards a lot of different things. And so I had to allow myself to really force myself. You know, this is when you're going through change, when you can call your own self out on your own BS that you're putting yourself through. And a lot of times we don't realize that we feel like there's different people that are, you know, blocking different things in our lives, and we can blame other people for different things. And they may have done those things, but it's all of our choice. Like, okay, if they've done this, what direction can I allow myself to go into to appreciate what they've done to undo my vibration of where I'm allowing myself to be placed in at, you know, complacent at, being stagnant at? Because it's all about how we choose to see our different things, and that we don't realize that's the reality that we're making through the choice on how we see it. And just being able to change the perspective of that, you know, our God, our universe, you know, our entities, our tribe, you know, of the past, our ancestor, our deities, all these different things chose us for this exact moment. And they knew that we had that brave heart, because there's so many different things that we face on a daily basis that there will be people running for the hills for it, because they can't touch that. They won't touch it because it's so fearful of, you know, defeat, or they see that too much of a challenge. It has to put too much work in. And that's where the appreciation comes in from. And a lot of times it's hard for us to be able to see that until that door of fusion comes open for more than what we expected that we manifest, just because the fact is we didn't, you know, allow our obstacles and get in our way, but allow ourselves to bulldoze straight through those, and saying our obstacles is not going to stop me, my fear is not going to stop me, my confusion, my doubt, my uncertainty, this is not going to stop me, but I'm going to use that exact fuel of what has taken place to honor myself on what I know I'm worth, what I know I deserve. I've been in situations where I've really put in the work for that. But then when I felt that shift of something closing, I went automatically back into self-sabotage, into that fear, because I did not know what I was opening myself up to. And being able to allow myself to step back up to the plate, because it's me saving me. That's the only superhero I have. It's me saving me. I can't look for anyone to get me out of my situation but me. I can't have anybody create happiness for me but me. So those are the things that we constantly go through that creates bravery within us. Because if you allow yourself to look at the things, you know, because it's hard for you to see that yourself, you know, you can imagine it or fathom that of, yeah, I can overcome this. But actually putting in that work to create that is saying that my energy is matching my destiny. I'm aligning with myself of what God has in store for me, more than what I have that I actually, you know, want it for myself. Because a lot of times that we don't realize when we want things, we're placing ourselves on a small budget, when God is like, dream big, do big. You know, this is what I have for you, but I need you to go a little bit higher. So a lot of times he will place disappointment on ourselves, on us, within ourselves, of what we thought we needed in our lives, or what we thought we wanted in our lives, because he wants so much more for us, because he's seen the plans that we had to go through. He already initiated every, you know, trauma, setback, pain, whatever we went through. He initiated that just for us to find out who we were, you know. And there's a lot of times that we feel like we can't overcome the obstacles that we are facing on a daily basis. But there'll be days where you're like, the heck with this. You know, you're popping off at God. You know, you're ready to fight God in the universe because of the things that he keeps making you go through. And it's just like, who's owning this? Is this you or the devil? Because I can't tell the difference between either two. And both of them are playing a big, very, very big role in our lives, because it's like the devil sees our potential, the devil sees our light, and he knows that exact combination within our power, our magic, our light, our strength, all these things combined, and anything that can attach to beauty and power at the same time to create a rift of change. He will make you place doubt in yourself in so many ways. He will have people come into your life that will do everything they can to sabotage you. They will do everything they can to make you doubt yourself, you know, because a lot of times they will do it, but there's a lot of times they will coach you into doing it yourself, because that's much easier to do at times, depending on the person, on who it is. But then God will use those exact things that they have placed on you and they have done to create something so strong, so potent that it can't be penetrated. So he will use that. And that's where the bravery kicks in, because you have faced a lot of things that people would have hid for the hills for. You know, you have that bravery within yourself that they chose that this is going to be your war, and you already won the battle, but it's up to you to be able to see that, you know, because a lot of times we get hooked on what has happened and not allowing ourselves to be excited about the anticipation. I don't know what's going on with our words today, but anticipation of what can create something so much better, you know, more than we ever imagined. We fear that, but when it gets to that point where you know what you deserve, you know what you have earned, you know what you have worked hard for, that's where that bravery will kick in into yourself and saying, you know what, I got this. I can't say that every day is going to be a good day, but I can also say that every day is not going to be a bad day. But if I allow myself to, you know, not just focus on the whole, you know, staircase, but just allow ourselves to just focus on one step at a time. You know, if I have to take a break today, okay, I'm going to do that. If I got to scream and cry and be angry today, okay, I'm going to do that. It's okay to not be okay every day. They know what we're facing is not in, you know, not any way, shape, form easy. You know, that's why we're connecting with our past selves, because it's like everything that we were battling that had to go into that repetitive act of taking on another era, another, you know, decade, you know, millennial, whatever it is that whatever we're facing right now, we're having issues with. This has always been our problem in every other life and every other parallel, you know, sequence that we have. And so for us to be able to conquer that, we have our family that have passed on that's helping us, protecting us, and inciting us, you know, guiding us towards these different things. But we also have our other selves that's in that too, because you'll start, you know, you'll notice that different things, that you'll start having new phobias. There'll be different things that you'll have a remembrance of that wasn't actually in this era. And that's letting you know that's where the past lives are coming in. They do it frequently, where it can't come in all at one time, but it comes in moderation, and it's helping you to help you overcome these things. Because it's not that we're just overcoming our issues, our sins, our wrongs, and all these different things, our karma from this life, but it's been so many past lives. On top of that, all the energy and the sadness and madness that we have that has gone through our bloodline. So with all this different stuff, they created that exact sequence for you to take a rift into that repetitive cycle, can no longer continue, that is on that vibration of heavy change. And for that they chose us for that exact moment, because our family knew. It's like they got that. There's something inside of them that cannot be touched. There'll be something that'll make the devil shake. You know, it'll make the devil nervous. And these are the things that they chose you for, because you're very stubborn. You know, a lot of times we do things and we have to do it our way or no way at all. There'll be different days that we, you know, it's like, oh, I'll quit. But then the next day you're like, are you going to apologize, God? Like, no, I'm not. You know, I'm mad. I'm tired of him doing this to us. But then you'll see, you know, this wasn't, you know, even though it can be very painful what he puts us through, this is something that is out of love. And a lot of times you'll hear that saying that, you know, say about God, God will be cruel to be kind. And a lot of time that cruelty will invest in something so beautiful in us that it'll be one day we can look back and say, you know what, I appreciate this, because it showed me so much power that I didn't acknowledge in myself. You made me show up for myself until I got very acquainted back to myself. You got me so, you know, you had me going through those vibrations so I'll know myself from to the core. And that takes bravery, because a lot of people can't do that. You know, there's a lot of us that's going through things and we feel like we can't make it from day to day. And it's okay to feel that way. You know, because what we're dealing with is not a walk in the park. You're not smelling roses. It's like you're dodging bullets. You know, you're really dodging bullets to really deal with that. And they, you know, there'll be days that you're ready to end it all. I've been there. There's been days that I didn't want to live anymore because of the things that I've gone through. That pain became very unbearable because I felt like I could never detach from that, because that pain became my best friend. And I didn't know how to detach myself from that old part of me. I didn't know how to detach myself from the things that, you know, people I loved and trusted did to me. But then it showed me how brave I was, because there's so many different things that were snatched away from me, denied, and I still allowed myself to move. There were so many different things that broke me, but I had no problem with trying to place love and encouragement towards some other people when I couldn't even encourage myself. So that takes a lot of bravery to do. So if you're going through something right now that you really just feel like you cannot get over the fence with that, just keep believing in yourself. And a lot of times it's hard to do that. It's easy to say, oh, this too shall pass. Everything's happening for a reason, or it won't always be that way. But those are actually true, you know, but it just takes us to be able to know that whatever decision we choose to make, it can either invest us in a very huge, unimaginable way, or it can give us a major setback that'll have us in worse predicaments than we already are, you know. And it's easy for us to say, you know, I can't get over this. And it's just, the brave part is, what if you actually can? So allow yourself to not give up on yourself, you know, keep going. You know, if you have to pause, go ahead and pause for that cause. It's okay, you can do that. But allow yourself to come back so much more stronger than you have before. You know, like I said, your bravery, your light, your power, your magic, it gets to that point where it's making the devil really nervous. And that's why he's sending so many different things to you. and me and everybody else is trying to really overcome, just trying to lead ourselves towards powerful salvation, redemption, and all those different things. He sees that within us. He sees the potential that can really place change in the world. And you have that within yourself, and you're going to find it through those times of being brave to search that truth within yourself. So I hope you were able to resonate with this segment of the day. I hope you have a blessed, safe weekend. Whatever you are working on in your manifestations, it can be very hard, but trust and believe, if God has you waiting, He's going to create something so much bigger and better than you ever imagined. So keep believing in that. You know, even though it's hard to do that, that's where faith kicks in. You know, mine gets triggered a lot, but I keep believing in what God has for me, and more than I ever expected, and you can too. So, you know, just keep going. Just keep going. Don't give up on yourself. You don't know how close you are to your destiny, and it could be something that you never dreamed of doing. So if you're ever in the neighborhood of YouTube, you know, I leave all my contact information in the description box below. Please, you are more than welcome to come through and let me know that you came here for my podcast. It's truly a blessing. And, you know, go ahead and share this. You know, and if it really touches you, you never know, it could touch somebody else as well. I hope you have a blessed weekend. You are in my prayers. You keep going, and better things are ahead in your way. Much love. Namaste.